This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome into the third hour of this worldwide live edition. I know that we have Bill and John and many others that are holding. If you want to join us on air, the toll-free number to do so is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I've probably been on this show about, 15 times, 20 times. He's Bilbo Shears. He's on WLW 700 Saturdays and Sunday nights. He fills in a lot on the weekdays as well. He has his own internet show he's now doing weekdays at Real Talk Radio Networks. And he does a really good job, has a lot of great guests up. And we appreciate him coming on the show today. I'm just going to bounce news articles off Bill and get his unique take on it and take your calls. Bilbo Shears, good to have you on with us, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Alex. You and your guests, all your listeners out there worldwide, I guess.
You know, I can listen to your show right here in my house, over 1,000 miles away on WLW.
We cover 38 states at night, and at any one given time, we're talking to 100 million people. When you're on there, we take we stream it, of course, and then it goes on the Internet. But the other night, Alex, I got to tell you, when we were on the Real Talk Network, I took about 700 emails the next day saying, when are you going to have him back? When are you going to have him back? And the people in the chat room went nuts. They really enjoyed you.
Well, thanks for having me on. Bill, this whole thing with the betting on when our soldiers will die or when citizens will die, that's only part of the story. It's also a running man gladiatorial system of getting us involved as a sporting event on dead and dying people. It's right there with Rome, with what they were doing at the Colosseum or the circus. But there's other facets to it, insider trading. I mean, this is criminality right out in the open. Why do you think they went public with this?
Because we started talking about it on the Internet about a week ago, and I did it Sunday night or Saturday night on WLW, or Sunday night, I guess it was, we did it. You and I mentioned it a little bit. Somebody called in and asked about it, and then the next day...
You know, that's funny. I was on your show Sunday for 2 hours,
right?
And somebody did call in and talk about it, and then suddenly you started getting more calls. Where did that come from, Bill?
Well, I can tell you, we know where the calls come from on the Internet, and we know about, most of the time, the questions come from, of all places, Washington, D.C. And that's what the, we know they're listening, and I can't tell you how many times, Alex, I'll do a topic on a Sunday night, and Monday morning, it will be run as a special for one of their leading news rags up there.
But putting their spin on it.
Oh, yes, of course. They're the ones that broke the story. They're just now, I'll give you an idea.
They're just now telling us that the FBI was paying for the houses and credit cards and cars of the hijackers. I mean, we were reporting that a year and...
A year ago. Way over that.
I mean, well... Almost 22 months ago.
Almost.
And it was in the mainstream media, little local papers a year ago. But, Newsweek has a major story they broke this week, Bill.
That's the way they do it. We don't... And you know, Alex, what bothers me about the mainstream media? They are the grease for the wheel of the New World Order. The New World Order, in order to succeed, needs funds. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. And the mouthpiece for the New World Order, of course, is the UN. The sooner we get out of the UN, the sooner we stop funding globalist corporations, and the sooner the people decide that they want term limits and start recalling like they're trying to do in California. And I'm not so sure that recall is a way to do it. But can you tell me where in the Constitution or where any place in law that it gives the president the right to classify documents that you and I pay for.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We've got talk show host from WLW 700 joining us, Bill Beauchers. I've been on his show many times over the last few years, and we finally got him on here. I'm just going to throw out a bunch of key news stories and get Bill's response to it, and your calls, John and Thad and others are coming up here in just a few minutes. If you want to join us on air on this live Wednesday edition, it's 1-800-259-9231 on any of the news stories. But Bill, getting back to this massive insider trading system, they're trying to legitimize criminal activity. I mean, that's criminal, betting on disasters.
Well, what's even more criminal is that your president was seeking, I don't know if you knew this or not, $8 million to fund it with your tax dollars.
Yeah, I know that Poindexter is a convicted felon. I mean, you can't have convicted felons anywhere near securities.
Well, why would the president want to take tax dollars and fund something like this and then turn around and stonewall everything about 9/11.
Well, that's a good point. And a sub story here is they're making a big deal of these 28 pages now, and the Saudi prince came out.
All that blood that's on his hands from 9/11, someday he's going to have to come clean on this.
You're talking about Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. I lay everything at his doorstep. Why? Because he's the president.
Well, if he is the puppet in chief. But the Saudi prince comes out and says, go ahead and declassify it. This is a classic tactic. The commission is a whitewash. The guys running it, many of them were involved in the cover-up, in the planning
of course,
of 911. So to make us think it's something really meaty, they go, don't look at this, don't look at this. And they go, all right, you win, look at it, and then nothing's in it. I mean, that's so obvious what they're doing. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the one thing that he's doing now is, hey, and he jumped up today on television, look how bad it is in Africa. Well, look who made it bad. My God Almighty, it was the World Health Organization gave that country AIDS by injecting them. And they're over there now trying to put live polio viruses in the kids, and the mothers are taking the kids and running to the bush to hide. That was broken last year. I broke that story.
Yeah, all over the place, and these reports are there. They would go into African towns. The IMF and World Bank will make it a stipulation of the IMF World Bank funding that they've got to, quote, sterilize half their women. This is official State Department documents. Public, folks, Library of Congress. We have links to it on Infowars.com. What Bill is saying is accurate. And about 6 months ago, no, 3 months ago, it came out in the BBC that we did find AIDS in some of the vaccines. We don't know how. It was an accident. I mean, amazing stories like that just get reported and go nowhere. And Africa's refusing the genetically modified food. Sounds like they're starting to get a little bit more wise than we are, Bill.
I'll tell you, that's another thing. That's a pandemic waiting to happen. We don't know what this these genetically engineered foods are going to do to us, our diet, our children, or any of the rest of it.
We know they're already spreading into all the big weed species where you can't kill these plants, and the genetically modified corn and soybeans jumping into other plants. And this Texas company, Proteogene, put AIDS virus in corn, planted it in 96 locations, and that was in the back of the paper once, Bill.
Well, why? You know, I don't think... Well, I'll tell you why. I know exactly why, and I blame it totally on the media. Every time we hear a story break in the media, Alex, you say it and I do too. If I say Alex Jones said so-and-so, or if you say Bill Boshier said so-and-so, we can tie it to a name. We hear the media go, sources in Washington or sources at the White House, tie this to somebody so that we can start having some kind of a, you got to be accountability. We've got to have it. And if we don't have it, what have we got? We've got a lost cause. Now, when you tie it to somebody's name, if Alex Jones said it, Alex Jones said it. If Bill said it, I said it. If Bush said it, he said it. But don't, and the media has a tendency to go, well, my sources tell me. And you know, Alex, I was dumb enough to use that for years, but I stopped using it. If I can't put a name to it, or somebody will say, this is off the record, I look at them, and I let them continue the story, and I go, well, thank you. Well, wait a minute, Bill, is that off the, oh, no. You said it. Well, you're not going to use my name, are you? I'll just deny it.
Well, Bill, here's another story. There's a bunch of these articles being positive about the betting on our dead soldiers.
Yes.
There's a bunch of articles saying terrorism market has a certain allure. That's out of Silicon Valley News. Fortune magazine, is the futures market on terror outlandish? Maybe not. There's strong evidence that it's good. Here's another one, Merit in Terror Market. They're actually out there, Bill, saying this is good.
Well, it must be good for somebody, but if you go back and my old adage is follow the money, let's see who it's good for, and let's ask a question. Who funded it and who started it? Let's find some names. The company that I broke said, oh, no, we're out of here yesterday. We're not going to do it. We've decided not to do it because of the flap. Flat hell, it was everybody out there. Nobody wants to deal in death, but there is a morbid area of our country that will do that. There are people.
Are you kidding? These sports fans would love to watch the drones, you know, like it's the Super Bowl, watch the drones bombing people and betting money greedily. I mean, I'm so sick of this culture. It's just a culture of total evil spreading. Now, what about the Dr. David Kelly story? It's now come out that he was being threatened. Dark actors were around him. But day one, they said, oh, it's a suicide. your comments on political assassination and how, well, Clinton was never brought to justice for all the murders that went on under him.
Well, take a look at what's happened in adjacent to him. He's one of 20 eminent doctors and biologists and chemists and doctors of the world that have died, all of which have been involved in gene splicing, virus investigation. And now we've got an epidemic all over the world of SARS, this, that, and the other, and all kinds of plagues. We watch it all the time. The interesting thing about it, these eminent biologists and doctors, 20 of them have died.
And he was the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, where they have race-specific viruses and bacteria.
Absolutely.
And Porton Down got caught 3 years ago. They released the foot and mouth. It was admitted in the news and then swept under the rug, again, using these crises to build up the size of the health departments of the world that are really militarized police arms. And their excuse at martial law, now they're building all these big quarantine centers all over the place, and key microbiologists in bioweapons areas are dropping dead, being murdered, being killed. Many of them are admitted murders.
Well, guy shoots himself, kind of an Arkansas kind of thing. It's this guy, this Kelly, walked 5 miles out into the woods and then slit his wrist.
Well, you got this guy in Virginia, and this is the Washington Post. They cut his heart out and carve a pentagram on his back. And then that same day, a guy in Tennessee gets killed and thrown over a bridge.
Well, the interesting thing about it, he got out of his car, left the door open and the motor running, and the lights on, and jumped over the bridge. They found him a month and a half later, 300 miles downriver.
And this Italian banker who got involved with the Vatican and stuff, it just came out, oh yeah, he was murdered, it wasn't suicide. He had bricks in his pockets.
He was ritualistically assassinated, or killed, if you will, and his body hung under a bridge. Ritualistically.
But again, it's just over and over again, ritualistically killed.
And you see it everywhere you go. You see the mark of the UN, you see the mark of the people that are following it. You can watch them vote for it. What really disgusts me about it is that there are pressure organizations. I've always said we've got the best government money can rent. So what they do, you and I have decided we're going to have a pressure group, so we go to Washington, we write a bill, and then we make a donation to Senator so-and-so or Congressman so-and-so, and he introduces the bill on the floor. And the reason we can't close the borders, Alex, you and I have talked about this before. We've got drugs coming across the border faster than we can count them. And that money is drug money that goes to spend Washington. And the people, you know, we're fighting a war in some other country and our borders are wide open and we're the ones suffering the tyranny of the Homeland Security.
Hey, the border's wide open, but 1,000 miles from the border, 200 miles from the border, 4th of July, they randomly pull the cars over, throw the goods out all over the ground, and the kids stand there in the 110-degree heat watching their parents being violated. Oh, I feel so good. Let's take a call. Let's talk to John in Ohio. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I agree with much of what you say, but I think in some cases you're turning words upside down and unnecessarily alienating, I think, some allies. I don't belong to any organization, but I read from the left when I can, and from the socialist point of view on the WSWS.org website, which I've mentioned to you before. So I would think you would know that they're exposing many of the same types of fascist schemes and plots of the neocons.
But they say the solution is the loving liberal UN, and that's all part of this elaborate scam.
No, the left and the World Socialist website do not say that. They point out that it's nothing but a pawn for these corporate.
Well, don't they know that socialism was funded by the bankers, the common people, back into serfdom?
Well, I think that's where you've been really subjected to this kind of psychological warfare, because if it can be dressed up in anti-communist propaganda, I think the neocons have been able to act as a Trojan horse among conservatives.
Sir, the neocons are admitted Trotskyites.
Well, if you look at the facts, they are.
Tell you what, stay there. I'll talk to you, John, but I'm not going to sit here and have a long, half-baked discussion. So stay there. I'll let Bill Boshears weigh in, too. We appreciate him joining us. But I'm not going to have some half-baked discussion. It is a fact the big banks funded socialism to get people addicted to government.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
All right, my friends, welcome back. We're joined by Bill Boshears, talk show host on WLW. And we're honored to have Bill on with us today. We got a bunch of callers here who will be getting involved with us. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 on any of the issues we've discussed. You're welcome to call in and on the show. Going back to John in Ohio and jumping any time, Bill. John, it's not my opinion. The big money financed big government to get us dependent and domesticated. Then they blow out the socialist system and transfer it into privatization, which is nothing but organized crime, running it. So the left thinks big government's the answer. The phony right wing thinks that the right wing is against big government when it actually helped author it. So it's all a false political spectrum. The left doesn't even exist. The right doesn't even exist in reality. Bill, do you have any comments to this?
The only comment is to the caller. I wouldn't take your call. Alex is very kind to you. If you're going to sit and quote from a socialist doctrine, then you don't need to be on my show because I'm a part of a constitutional onslaught. I'm not interested in socialism or anything it's got to do. We've got too damn much of it now.
Yeah. John, any comments?
Yeah, what I'm talking about is that some of the very outrages that you're talking about have been exposed by leftist and socialist publications that I read. And
they
so
do.
I think,
hold
they
on.
Do.
They do expose it, but then they give you bad solutions.
They don't do anything about it.
Well, what they're talking about, what I'm saying, though, is that I think it's very dangerous because these neocons have dressed up their schemes for destroying the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, plunging us into wars for empire under the name of anti-communism. This has been the decades-long propaganda.
Okay, let me stop you. That's absolutely true. And then here's the twist that proves what Bellin and I are saying. Ron Paul read from dozens of their own books and publications the top neocons are Machiavellian first and foremost, and they were formed out of Trotsky's Fourth International. Now, that's a fact. The founders are Trotskyites. So you've got real hardcore communists saying they're anti-communist, calling for big government. And see, you can't understand that. You can't compute that the enemies all around us, that they're big government people, whether you call them right-wing or left-wing, they want to control the entire paradigm. Go ahead, John.
Well, I think you're projecting people like Irving Kristol might have been on the left at one time, maybe as either plants by the CIA or opportunists who then saw that their fortunes could be traded on to become anti-communist. But this does not mean that they're not profoundly
anti-leftist. No, today they call for a social welfare. They call for control. They call for big government. You're confused. You're spinning your wheels, John. Thanks for the call.
Not the people in the book.
Thanks for the call, John. I really appreciate it. Bill, any other comments to that?
None whatsoever. You did a fine job. I would have done it earlier, but go right ahead.
Okay, let's talk to Thad in Texas. Thad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
The reason I was calling, I've tried getting in a couple times. Your popularity is growing and growing and growing, and apparently you're upsetting people, too. My Infowars.com sticker was actually ripped off of my car here in College Station. And so I guess that's a good thing that you're apparently pissing people off.
Well, just do me a favor. Let's be careful with language. A lot of kids listening. But you're telling me that somebody ripped your sticker off.
Yeah, I had my Infowars.com sticker that I had gotten when I lived in Austin, and then am now here in College Station, and apparently I guess somebody went and looked up the site or knew what you were about.
Well, you know, Homeland Security is going to base one of its main capitals, kind of its new school of Americas, for the American KGB there with all the gullible neocons, so that's probably why that happened.
It's already here, Alex. I'm sitting here staring at some of the drills. They just recently had a Homeland Security manufacturing consent drill, and then I called up the police department because, the press passes that Chris does. I went out there to try and get some footage of something, and they were like, oh, sorry, we were doing it all at the police department, but we'll invite you next time. So I've given them my name and, number and everything.
Well,
and they
do that. Thad, they do that where, I mean, it's in the film The Road to Tyranny, fake bio attacks, fake attacks, blowing up cars in downtown cities, and then announcing it's real, and then later saying it was just a drill, again, to create that fear. Everybody stay there. We'll come back and get Bill Boshier's comment on the fake terror drills leading up to 911. training us to accept federalization, and we'll take more calls. I'm going to throw out a bunch of other news stories at our guest, Bilbo Shears, the host of great talk show on WLW, The Big Blowtorch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-
and harness the best your body can use for good health and vitality. That's purehealthsystems.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight Central, I do this show as we blast out on the growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, serving the worldwide audience, and at night 9 to midnight Central Time at 5.085 and 6890. Bilbo Shears, host of a talk show, been on for several years, doing a great job on WLW out of Cincinnati, Ohio, 700 AM. You can hear him Saturday and Sunday nights and also a lot during the week, and he also hosts his own syndicated show weekdays. Hey, Bill, tell them about your website.
We did some interesting things with the website because if the liberal government gets back in, which it looks like it's going to be Bush at the polls this time, if it comes in, conservative talk show hosts around the country are going to be looking for jobs. So with that in mind, I started doing the Internet. And we started webcasting, and we put last week on that site 215,000 people listening to the Real Talk Network. And that's www.realtalknetwork.com. And what we've attempted to do is give people the other side of the story with our sources in Washington, as they so often say. We attempt to put names and places and dates with it, just like you do. And the other part of it is that shortly this will become, Alex, and I hope you'll join me, over the Internet, we will put up cameras and video that stream to people that want to see the products you and I talk about. They want to see what you and I are doing. I'm not crazy. I've got a face for radio, but the people are asking for it. So we said, well, we'll take a look at it. If we can make it work, we'll do it.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And that way I could have two cameras in my studio, have a split screen, have one of the cameras
on a
document easel.
Absolutely.
With the camera zoomed in on the document of the news article.
Exactly.
And then the other shot on the broadcast desk and what I'm doing and the pile of documents and news articles and bills.
That you never get through. You can't get through them.
Well, that's why we have Infowars.com and net. And I tell you, there is a huge alternative audience. About every year, our listenership on the network goes up by 200%.
Oh, yeah.
One of the places we track it is the Internet. And it's conservatively, hundreds of thousands of people, different people, that log in just to listen to the Internet streams.
Absolutely.
Of this network. And there's these other networks out there. And what you're doing, Bill, it shows that the people don't want neocons, don't want liberal garbage. They want the truth, and they're going after it. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Stuart. And, Stuart, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Woodstock, New York, Mr. Jones.
Woodstock, New York. Welcome.
Question for you, not to be disparaging. I only started listening to your show about 2 years ago. What was your background before this show of yours?
Well, right in college, I started an Access TV show, and then I went and got a once-a-week radio show, just out of the blue, fell in my lap. The station manager liked my cable show, and then it got syndicated about, I don't know, 5.5 years ago, and that's my background. Bill Gates' background is he dropped out of college, and so is Rush Limbaugh's, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's is he's the son of a Nazi who wants your guns, and I'm a seventh or eighth generation, I don't know, 1829, 1830 Texan, and I live right here in Austin with my family, and I fight corruption, and I go, gee, here's the Associated Press telling us they want to start satellite tracking and taxing us. Does that sound like freedom? Or, gee, the Pentagon's mounting ground-penetrating radar on the helicopters and is going to look through our walls. Is that a free society? So that's basically what I do, is cover news and information here and try to defend the republic against enemies foreign and domestic. And I'm 29 years old, and I've been in this fight for 9-10 years, on the air for over 8. Does that answer your basic question?
I believe it does. Are you familiar with the organization Liberty Lobby and such?
Yeah, I think that they've done great work with alternative news, and I am familiar with them, yes.
Oh, because I was under an impression that perhaps you were a spinoff from them or such.
Well, I think we're all spinoffs of the Bill of Rights and Constitution in 1776. People, when I'm on talk shows, will say, are you a John Bircher, or are you a Buchanan Republican, or are you a spotlight person? And no, I'm a guy who was going to college here in Austin and heard America was bad, and that and that guns were bad, and that we were going to get rid of our borders and the UN was going to run our lives. And so I started investigating it and read UN documents, and then said, I better warn the people. I better go down and get a cable show, which is one Best of Austin 3 times. And last year in the readers' poll, it was the Austin City Limits, which is a national TV show, to give you an idea of, you know, it's a big deal to win these awards. And so my message is mainstream. It's defend the republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. But I've always made the point, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about, hey, the Pentagon wants to have a Deadpool running, gambling, to cover up for their insider trading on terrorism they're carrying out. So, see, that's not about Alex Jones. That's about the Pentagon. But I have trouble trying to see where you're going, specifically.
No, I believe
you. Would it be bad if I was a spinoff from the Liberty Lobby, which I'm not? I've never even been a subscriber,
by a rough assumption that most of your independent shortwave radio hosts, like starting stations like WWCR and like the Spotlight people, were like one of the pioneers of such shows. And I figured another independent...
I would say Red Beckman is the pioneer still living, and people like... there's hundreds of these old-timers, and then there were old-timers they can tell you about. I mean, right. In 1913... there were people getting up and saying the bankers are taking over. This is a European takeover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Andrew Jackson talked about the bankers trying to take over.
On the subject, you mentioned Bill Gates. You were mentioning a few months ago how you believe the Internet is not safe. It's a government tracking system.
Well, I'm not. What I'm saying is everything is. Your grocery store discount card, that camera on the street corner is hooked into face scanning technology. I mean, it's all around you. I'm not saying it. They're announcing they're going to tax you to drive your car with a satellite box, sir. Bilbo Shears, jump in here.
You know, everything you're saying, I'm just sitting here applauding it. I can't imagine. What part of New York do you live in, sir?
That's in the north. It's a very liberal area.
Very liberal area. If I were you, I'd move out.
Actually, the neocon, it's extremely neocon or liberal. You're caught between the two.
But I definitely would move. I'd move toward Austin or out of there.
But the neocons have their base out of Texas, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
look, all I know is that I'm trying to get where you're going. I mean, I'm not mad at you, Stuart. I'm just confused.
I don't know where you're going.
Right. I'm just sort of like to ask you 3 questions at once. That's about it. I mean, you're obviously pressed for time. I can't do that.
No, ask all your questions. But my point is, you know, you say, I feel the Internet is being surveilled.
Right. You mentioned that Microsoft tracks people's web searching.
Yes.
And you mentioned how it'd be much safer if you're saying in a system of Red Hat Linux or such.
Well, that's what my computer experts have said that have been on the show. I'm not
right.
I
did a little research myself on Linux in general. And the National Security Agency has its own version of Linux.
Well, they have, yeah, they use all the different operating systems, yeah.
And just
So what is, hold on, what does that mean?
That I don't think there's really any safety to any operating system.
Well, no, they're just systems
the
that are harder, or let's just say this, Microsoft has back doors in everything, so the doors are open, and with your all these different systems of, you know, COBOL and blah, 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 there's 100 different, you know, little subgroups, but it's all off the same code, and I have to have my internet people or computer people up to talk about it.
Right, I'm not an expert myself.
Yeah, but well, I just
it's been a pleasure talking to you, Mr. Jones.
Hey, good hearing from you. I really appreciate it. Trying to figure out where that was going.
You won't, because he's a wandering generality in a place of specifics, and they look like a bull in a china shop. They don't know what they're doing. They have no name to tie any of their information to. That's what I said earlier. The moment you become that you tie a name to a story, Alex, you become a very, very dangerous journalist, be it on the internet, television, whatever it is. When you start mentioning names, here's a guy who calls us wanting to know something off the wall about nothing that he just seems to know. The other part is this. When people don't know who to tie the story to, or who said it, or why they said it, or why they did it, it looks like bad journalism on their part, and they don't want that.
Well, I don't understand. I don't know how people can't see it, Bill. I mean, I keep just repeating this over and over again. USA Today comes out and says, yeah, your OnStar system, Homeland Security's got audio sensors, they can listen to you. Yeah, your cable box is watching you and watching what you're watching. And yeah, there is microphones in it. And yeah, there is a plan to go ahead and start taxing and satellite tracking you. And then people don't really seem to get upset about that when that's like worse than 1984. I get confused, that's all.
I can tell you this much. There is a group of people right now listening to you in Washington because I'm taking email from them.
Oh, I know there's millions of people that listen and are upset and concerned, but they already know what the game plan is and understand. I'm talking about, here's an example, Bill. I was at Home Depot buying some wiring to put, some mesh to put in my fence because the chihuahua was digging under it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm up there at the counter, and 6 months ago, they put in 2 self-checkouts. Now they're pulling out more of the service checkouts, and now it's about half of the serve yourself. And they admit the plan is to finally pull them all out and make you check yourself out. And I'm stuck in line because people don't want the self-checkout. And so I'm in this long line of like 10 people at the service checkout, and there's this nice middle-class family standing there with their kids, and they're like, man, this is a long line. I go, yeah. I go, look at these poor folks, though. They're over there using the self-checkout. Soon they're going to pull out these service checkouts, and we're all going to have to use it. And the housewife, like, suddenly starts defending the establishment. You saw her eyes light up, like the programming, like the board, you know, turned her on or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, well, that'll cut prices. What's wrong with that? And I go, well, why are you in this line? Well, just what we're used to. And I go, yeah, but you're not going to have a choice soon. They're designing this to phase these out to train you. This is an admitted policy, you know, that these corporations have talked about at their different symposiums, their biometric symposiums, and the rest of it. And her husband goes, well, what's wrong with cutting prices? Won't we save? And I go, well, where are you going to work? You know, this just lowers the standard of service across the board, and then your kids don't have a place to get a job, even if they could fight past the illegals to get one. They didn't understand the structure or economics.
Not a clue.
Or that this is how they phased out, you know, the full service getting your gas.
Alex, I'm watching it daily. This is a total, if you just look at the leading indicators, we are absolutely on our way to a complete breakdown. We've got trading agreements that are going to take, over the next few years, over 5 million jobs to India, and these are IT jobs.
And they admit it, and
oh, yeah.
It's unlimited high-tech and low-tech workers pouring in here with carte blanche visas, and once they get here, they can stay.
Unlimited.
And they know we don't want it. They know we're against it. We know it's bad for the economy, but they say, no, it's good. We're going to do it.
Alex, this week Congress is debating what, would you get this, the unlimited immigration. They don't know what unlimited immigration is. They're debating it this week.
And that's in the new so-called free trade. I thought we had free trade, and look what it's done to our economy.
We've got, and Ross Perot talked about a sucking sound. Let me tell you, the sound is bigger than the sucking sound. It's an absolute tornado. And the reason nobody hears it is because the eye of the storm is so big, it's sweeping the entire nation. Hundreds, by the way, Alex, over 15 million people right now in America are without jobs and pay.
Yeah, when they claim it's 7%, that's who's still on the rolls. These people have been going off the rolls for 3 years.
Now, take the average family of four times 15 million. You tell me how many people are out of work and are affected by it.
But that's okay because if we don't support the government in Enron, Al-Qaeda will get us.
Well, we got to be scared of that. So about 5 years ago, I broke the story of the anthrax scare that was coming. The anthrax, the way it was going to be dealt. Nobody wanted to listen, and honest to God, I was laughed at by the people at the station, my coworkers, actually laughed at me. I told them, I said, well, keep laughing. I said, now you're going to be faced with
something
else.
Did you see the congressional funding of, quote, how to send it to the mail?
Oh, God.
Or what tipped you off that the government was going to start mailing anthrax?
What tipped it off?
Yeah.
Some of the researchers that were involved in the research that had trained the Al-Qaeda members came to me, and we did a show with them. And the guy said, I'm very concerned, Bill. And I said, why? He said, we're going to have this happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I've interviewed him.
Because they told him.
Yeah.
They told him, hey, we're going to do it. And I said,
of course, those Iraqis in Al-Qaeda, it's admitted, again, I've even got news from the L.A. Times and, you know, Washington Post in 93, were brought in by our government and trained.
Oh, yeah, and he was the one that was doing the training. He was the one that was training them at a bioweapons laboratory. He came to me and said, look, this is happening.
I remember that. I interviewed him 5 years ago. Yeah, this stuff is just incredible, and there's so much of it. How can you ever keep track of it?
You know, we couldn't make this up if we had a team of writers. I mean,
you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Remember right after 911, they announced it was already going on. $40 million a year for some of the big script houses to write terror scripts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It turned out that before, they'd had them write scripts about hijacked jets into buildings and how the president responded, and then that's exactly what transpired. They are writing scripts.
Isn't it funny that all of this has begun to unravel on them, and nobody wants to talk about this? All they want to do is, well, we'll classify that. We'll classify that. We can't even get an investigation of 9/11. They are buying.
Well, you're getting a whitewash, Bill.
Oh, and they're buying this like you can't believe. I mean, there's been more money spent on covering up 9/11 than ever cost to do it.
Absolutely. Appreciate. Stay right there. And we may take some more calls, and we've got other callers. Bunch of news. We've got a little five-minute segment left. Stay with us on the other side, folks. I'm just going to dig through this stack of news and try to get the most vital out and cover it. If you want to read it all, it's on InfoWars.com right now. We'll be right back in the final segment with Bill Beauchere. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I mean, look at this. Public Gay High School to open in New York City. I could talk about that for an hour. Enron used World Bank to avoid taxes and to get Guatemalan contract. Blair sidesteps Kelly questions. Threats force freed farmer into hiding. Tony Martin, the guy that got attacked and defended himself, got life in prison. Well, he got out now, and the thieves are threatening to kill him, and the police say, you better not defend yourself. Voting systems can't be trusted. Did big test on them. Independent groups, total fraud, can be integrated into and hacked by the government easily. Machines at risk for fraud, hacking. Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders. Anti-theft device required. National Post, citing the death toll caused by young thrill-seekers, joyriders. Transport Canada has introduced a regulation requiring that all new cars introduce anti-theft immobilization devices within 2 years. Satellite tracked. Here's another one out of Germany, DU Worldwide. It says, DWTV, Big Brother on the highway. A new toll system goes into effect on German highways for heavy commercial vehicles next month. The system is the world's first to use satellite technology to record trucks' highway mileage and automatically charge tolls. Folks, they put the hardware in all the new cars here. It's a federal policy. It's worldwide. England's announcing it. Canada's announcing it. Oregon's announcing it. But they never told you. They just put it in everything standard and then get you ready for it. This has been going on for 6 years since I learned of it. Bill comments on this giant story and how premeditated this is.
Alex, what they didn't tell you is that they're going to take that money, as I understand it, and when you go through a federal park that, by the way, happens to be owned by the UN and those biospheres...
Part of a global tax. That's been admitted, by the way.
...will go to the UN.
You know, there's so many... Bill, I forgot. That's part of it. They just had the big UN thing... Early this year out in Mexico with Bush. They had the global tax summit, and they said the satellite tracker tax. Oh, see? I mean, thank you for reminding me of that.
Nobody seems to care about that, and it's just a building standing in New York. Oh, by the way, we need $250 million for a new paint job and a facelift. That's what they're asking, or, and maybe it's $450. Anyway, a large number, more than I've got.
It was $1 billion to fix the glass building, yeah.
Yeah, and they got to have a new facelift.
But that's just... look, Bush has increased UN funding, signed on to UNESCO, and they're calling him a conservative. Bilbo Shears, you're on Saturday and Sunday nights.
And every night from 8 until 10 o'clock on the Real Talk Network, or www.realtalknetwork.com.
All right, and Saturday and Sunday nights on WLW 700 AM, heard all over the country. About half the country can hear it. Thanks for joining us, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here. Alex, great job. Keep up the good work. Stay safe, my friend.
God bless you, brother.
Be in peace.
All right. He's doing a lot of good work. Appreciate him coming on. And sorry, no time for those that are holding. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. In the last 50-something seconds I got left, if you believe in this show and what we're doing, I want to wake people up, get my film, The Road to Tyranny, exposes who carried out September 11th, get my book, Descent into Tyranny, also on 911, get my newest film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or the other Police State films. They're excellent videos. You want to wake people up? These are the tools, folks. It's not about rumors. It's about documentation. We've got it in the films. Infowars.com or net to order or toll free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait, folks. Get the videos. Make the copies. It's not hopeless. They're trying to overwhelm us with all this, hoping we'll give up. We can defeat it. The stuff is too outlandish, but we got to speak up against it, just like the Pentagon betting scheme. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Make the call. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net or the mailing address posted there on the site. I'm out of time. Get out there and fight the New World Order. God bless you all.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...